A real submissive doesn't necessarily need cages and cuffs to be captured, because he has a primal need to serve his mistress. Of course, he's tempted to cheat after many weeks and months of having his orgasm denied. Of course, he wants to skip eating his cum, even though he knows it would disappoint his mistress if she found out. Of course, he thinks fondly about the days he never had to worry about anyone but himself. But when a real submissive carefully considers how dishonesty and cheating negatively affect his relationship with his mistress, he realizes that a few moments of pleasure aren't worth losing the connection he's made with his mistress. You are essentially in bondage already. Once you've grown accustomed to feeling accepted and valued by me, it will literally pain you to be out of my good graces. You won't function nearly as well as you did when nothing stood between you and me. Besides, after all these months of sacrifice, you hardly want to throw it away for a shiver and a squirt, or a few moments of laziness. The submissive who carefully controls himself and works hard to please his mistress is a rare and valuable possession. It gives me great pleasure and pride to own a slave who takes such pride in his servitude. I'm happy to tell the world all about how much my slave has enriched my life. Why on earth would you ever piss that away? By then, you love being held captive. And so you can see why I don't have a real need to bind you with artificial restraints. Our mental bond is more than enough to keep you true to me. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com, or if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.